Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I had a lot of people send me the next story, so I couldn't name them all. I apologize. But it's one of those things I think everybody who saw it thought of me for a variety of reasons, not the least of which it has to do with traffic. It mentions Canada, and of course, it involves a moose. I don't think I've ever spoken about moose before on this show, but I ought to. They're majestic creatures. I know I did jokingly say once that a moose bit my sister, and several people asked me how she was as if it was a real statement. But of course, that's a joke from Monty Python, and I don't have a sister. And if I did, I doubt a moose would bite her. But Canadian officials warn drivers not to let moose lick their cars. So biting is one thing, but licking your car, don't let them do it. Alasser for CNN wrote this story, but it was widely reported because, you know, those roadside signs that the Department of Transportation could put up that have instructions, things like, you know, construction ahead or don't drink and drive or things like that. And there was one that famously says, do not let moose lick your car. And it raises the question, is this something we need to be worried about? Is this a common occurrence? And if so, what's wrong with it? The kindly moose wants to lick my car. Shouldn't I let him or her? Well, Canadian officials have an important message, and it is, do not let moose lick your car. Do not let the moose lick your car. No matter how much they want to, don't let them. Officials in Jasper, which is in Alberta, have put up the signs asking motorists to avoid allowing moose to lick the salt off the car, and yes, that's what's going on here. So if you see a majestic moose ambling at the roadside, and you slow down to look at the moose might look over at your car and go, that looks tasty, and wander over. And a lot of people are tempted to go, well, I'm inside a car, right? What's the worst that can happen to me? The moose walks up and starts licking your car, and all of a sudden it's funny. It's funny. And so you go, hey, that's kind of funny. The moose is licking our car. And you're not thinking about why it's doing it or what the ramifications of that might be. So it turns out that the salt on your car is something that the moose enjoy, and they find it hard to resist. And once a moose has developed a taste for salt off your car, they become obsessed with it, according to a National Park spokesperson, Steve Young. They're obsessed with salt. It's one of the things they need for the minerals in their body. They usually get it from salt lakes in the park. And he's referring now to Jasper National Park, which is near where the sign went up. But they've apparently figured out that they can get it from the salt that splashes onto cars from road salt. At the Jasper National Park, where people often park on the side of the road in hopes of catching a glimpse of the moose, letting the animals near your car is actually a serious danger. Not just for you, but for the moose. By allowing the moose to lick the salt off your car, they'll become habituated with being around cars. You don't want the moose to become familiar with and comfortable with walking in the road. That's the primary thing. Number one, it's not good for the moose if you hit the moose. Number two, it won't be good for your car. And so you don't want that to happen. So by allowing the moose to lick the salt off your car, they become habituated, which poses a risk to both the animals and the drivers when there is an accidental crash. Moose and cars are not a good mix, Young said. If you hit the moose with your car, you take the legs out from under it, and it's going through your windshield. And moose are large. They're very large. And so there are a lot of people who don't spend time outdoors or who are in just different parts of the country who don't see these kinds of animals walking around. Now, I'll admit, I've never seen a moose in the wild, much to my dismay. And there are moose in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Not many, but there's a few. And occasionally they make headlines and they wander into town or, you know, whatever. I believe a moose was seen swimming in the St. Mary's River near Sault Ste. Marie, I believe last year. They made headlines. So moose look really cool when they're swimming because they got their antlers sticking out, you know. And I believe also a moose wandered into, I believe, Marquette, but a fairly large town in the Upper Peninsula a couple years ago with its young. And a lot of people, of course, are fascinated by young animals versus the adult animals. And so that always caused a stir. And I've known people who spotted them in the wild just over to the western side a little ways. But there are not that many of them out there. And so spotting one is kind of an unusual occurrence. So if somebody goes on vacation, they take a trip, and they see a wild animal and they've never seen one before, the temptation is let's stop and look. And many wild animals will disappear on you because they don't want to find out what that big shiny thing is that's rolling on that flat surface. And that's good. We don't want animals playing in the road. So the idea that you slow down because you see a moose. Wow, there's a moose. The moose starts walking over to you. Hey, that's cool. He wants to talk to us. Then he starts licking your car. And if you don't think about it, it does seem comical. But again, if people allow this to happen, it will create dangerous situations in the future. So the best way to stop a moose from coming close to your car is simply driving away when you see them approaching. And do it earlier rather than later. Because if it walks in front of your car, what do? You got to back up and go around it or something. Another important warning Young and other officials continue to emphasize is the importance of staying inside your car and avoiding any interactions with the wildlife, including moose. And, you know, we all saw it, I hope, where there was a woman at Yellowstone who decided that she wanted to get out and take pictures of the bison, and she saw a baby bison, and there's not much cuter in the wild than a baby bison, okay? So she decided to take a picture of it, and I believe she got between it and its mother. Now, this is something they should, just make sure that children learn as quite young so that you carry it through into adulthood, is that in the wild, don't get between big animals and their children. Just don't do it. It's not good. And so as the woman was trying to get that perfect picture, the mother, buffalo, came up behind her and basically flipped her into the air. And in the process, the woman's pants came off, which was just for comic effect. And there was someone else filming her as she filmed the baby bison. And the commenter who was filming the whole thing said, oh my gosh, she's going to get killed. She's going to get killed. Now, she didn't get killed, but she lost her pants. And she made national news, probably international news, because it was such a great piece of footage. But the mistake was made when she got out and decided to take a photograph up close and personal of a baby bison. So these animals are wild. Just because it's a national park doesn't mean it's a zoo. It's not a petting zoo. You can't go pet the moose or pet the bison. Don't. Just leave them alone. Look at them from afar. But if they approach you, you need to get out of there. So while other animals typically run away when humans approach, moose will stand their ground and sometimes charge if they feel threatened. You do not want a moose charging you. You just don't want that to happen. We've been seeing a lot more moose lately. The wolf population is decreasing, which means there's fewer predators, and the moose population is going up as a result. This also means people need to be respectful and give them space. So you should be aware of the fact that visitors are not allowed to feed, entice, or disturb wildlife in national parks, and violators could face fines of up to $25,000. Good news, of course, is that's Canadian. But $25,000 in Canadian is still a lot of money. And the bigger question is, you cannot feed, entice, or disturb the wildlife. If you let the moose lick your car, are you feeding the wildlife? You might be enticing it or disturbing it. But the point is here, I don't think these national park people are out hoping to write a $25,000 ticket. They really, that's not what they do. Their job here is they have a park to run, and they want it to run smoothly, and they want to protect all the inhabitants of the park, and then also protect the people who come into the park to observe the inhabitants. And the best thing to do is to simply try to keep these people away from the animals and vice versa. And occasionally, like I said, you'll hear about interactions between the animals and the visitors, and it doesn't always go well. But I saw in another version of this story on another site, and I forgot which site it was, because this one I got here from CNN, they're talking about the fact that some people will panic when the moose comes up and starts licking their car, and then they'll, take off or something. And of course, the problem is that, you might wind up hurting the moose, if not hurting your car doing that. So moose are huge. They're just huge. They're giant creatures. But they're really, really cool. I mean, they're fascinating. And they mentioned the wolves, and that's actually one of those relationships that's been studied quite a bit, and that's the interaction between moose and wolf. Because in many places like that, Jasper Park in Canada, or Isle Royal in Lake Superior, which is a national park, it's part of Michigan, but it's it's closer to Canada. But on the island, there is a moose population and there's a wolf population. And there are guys who've been studying that literally for decades. and they actually go out and they do a census every year, and they count the wolves and they count the moose, and they can actually follow how these things interact. And for the few people I know in the audience who know the story, there's actually a problem, because a couple years ago, due to a variety of things that happened, the wolf population crashed. It crashed. And they started debating, should they bring in more wolves or not? Because on the one hand, they're studying it and they're aware of it. But then again, do they let nature just take its course, or do they, you know, intervene? Because what used to happen a lot more in the old days is that Lake Superior would freeze over occasionally between Isle Royale and Canada. And both moose and wolf would walk over. They'd either walk over to the island or they'd walk back to the mainland from the island. And so there was always this possibility of the animals coming and going. And the last few years, there haven't been as many examples or occasions of that ice bridge forming. But there were other problems that kicked in that caused the wolf population to crash. So Isle Royale is a pretty big park in some respects, but it's not so big that the wolf population would always be sustained. And they've discovered, though, that what happens is if the wolf population drops, the moose population skyrockets. And then if the moose population drops, then, you know, there's all kinds of things that can happen there. So it's interesting, but it's that study between those two particular animals in the wild have been looked at quite closely, both, like I said, at Isle Royale and Jasper National Park in Alberta. So again, if you're ever in your car and you're approached by moose, no matter how friendly it looks, Canadian officials warn you, do not let the moose lick your car. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. Your hardest times often lead to the greatest moments of your life. Keep going. Tough situations build strong people in the end.